Thank you, Bill. And right now it is time for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. You can call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Kimberly DeBrule, and I'm from Shelburne, Vermont.
Oh, Vermont.
Oh.
You know her, Tom?
Hi, Kimberly.
Your neighbors.
I know Tom, yeah.
We all know each other.
Yes, we do.
Kimberly, what do you do up there in Vermont?
I am a life and business coach.
So you coach people who are in business to enjoy their lives, how to not get sucked up in the rat race, that sort of thing?
Yeah, enjoy it along the way.
Yeah, but your big advice is, you know what, you might want to move to Vermont.
Move to Vermont.
Yeah. All right, it is nice to have you with us, Kimberly.
Thank you.
You are going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Bill?
Salad to the rescue.
Salad is the PBS of food. No one wants it, but it's always there. Well, this week we read a story about salad doing more than being just a boring meal. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Guess who's telling the truth, and you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You're ready to play.
I'm ready.
All right. First up, Peter Gross.
When most Americans think of ways to keep their home secure, they think hiring ADT, buying a guard dog, having a house so crappy no one wants to break into it. Well, this week, Claire Brinkley of Bakersfield, California, accidentally discovered another method. Claire was busy preparing dinner, and when she was surprised by a burglar in her kitchen, she panicked and threw the first thing she could find at her would-be assailant, a large bowl of caprese salad. Now, since this is NPR, I don't need to explain that a caprese salad has tomato, basil, mozzarella, a little olive oil, balsamic vinegar, very refreshing. Anyway, unbeknownst to Claire, this burglar suffered from solanaceitis, a rare and crippling allergy to tomatoes. So this salad knocked the man to his knees where he went into a full-on tomato tantrum, coughing, sneezing, shortness of breath. It was the equivalent of hurling a bowl of kryptonite at Superman. As Ms. Brinkley told the local newspaper, he kept screaming, "Ah, I'm allergic to tomatoes! Ah, please help me!" And I thought, this guy was trying to rob me. I'm not going to help him. And help she did not. Claire went to her cupboard and found every tomato product she could. Ketchup, tomato sauce, tomato paste, even a jar of sun-dried tomatoes she bought from Trader Joe's 2 years ago but forgot she had. They were in the back of the cabinet. She took them all and poured them on the man's head. Officer Brian Stanchfield, who was first to arrive on the scene, said, "To this date, this is the only crime suspect we know of who has been tomato boarded."
Attack of the Killer Tomato from Peter Gross. The next story of greens going above the call of duty comes from Shelby Farrow.
Super greens, indeed. At a post Comic-Con panel for the upcoming sensory assault Batman versus Superman, director Zack Snyder let slip that there was the tiniest, littlest, totally not a big deal accident on set involving a broken harness, the titular character, and a 15-foot drop from the roof of a restaurant. Luckily, Superman, a.k.a. Henry Cavill, a.k.a. the younger brawny paper towel mascot, walked away from his fall unscathed thanks to a dumpster full of compost and vegetable scraps outside the restaurant that broke his fall. I guess this is another reason to go vegan, Snyder joked. Or another reason to check equipment before calling action, Henry Cavill laughed tersely. The one thing we can all agree on is that I'm Oscar winner Ben Affleck, added Geely star Ben Affleck. But at least the incident provides true Kal-El heads with a fun Easter egg. See if you can spot the stray crouton caught in Clark's hair during a particularly heated newsroom debriefing.
So that was, of course, the stunt salad story from Shelby Farrow. Your last story of salad in the news comes from Tom Baudette.
When a kindergartner at Riverside Elementary School found a live 3-inch green lizard in her fresh greens, the produce manager at the store who sold the salad could not have been more proud. Mike Atkinson of Whole Earth Center in Princeton, New Jersey, claimed the lizard would not have survived its journey from Florida in conventional non-organic packaging. Further demonstrating why he is managing the store's produce and not its public relations, he said, "It might normally surprise or freak out conventional shoppers, but the majority of organic shoppers realize that produce is grown on a farm and there's lots of bugs and animals that live on a farm too." No word on the kindergartner's reactions. Perhaps she's no longer able to communicate at all, sitting speechless while rocking back and forth in the coat closet. Riverside Elementary School science teacher Mark Eastman put the lizard in a cage as the class mascot, and the students have named it Green Fruit Loop, after a popular breakfast cereal not sold at Whole Earth Center and never containing bugs and animals.
Okay, Kimberly. Let's recap. You've got Peter's story of throwing nightshade. You've got Batman v. Superman v. Salad via Shelby Farrow. And there you heard Tom talking about, would you like to add a protein? Sure, how about a reptile? Which one is the real salad deal?
I'm going with number three.
Number three, the reptile. Well, let's see. We spoke to someone intimately familiar with this story.
They had been cleaning these greens, and a little, what they thought was a dead lizard had fallen out. It had been refrigerated, but the lizard's perfectly fine.
And, yeah.
Go Vermont.
Yes.
And that was Mark Eastburn, the elementary school science teacher who now has the lizard as a class pet. Congratulations, Kimberly, you got it right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
In the process, you earn a point for Tom, and you have won our prize, which means Carl Castle will be recording the greeting on your voicemail. Thanks for playing with us today.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Way to go, Kimberly.
Bye.
Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie.